Republicans watch Democrats and the Democrats watch the Republicans. Chris Lato, spokesperson for the Wisconsin Republican Party, says that a lot of complaints stemmed from third-party groups basically taking over polling stations and harassing voters and other observers.
I think incidents like that expose the downside. But in practice, when third-party groups come in and try to take over the process, then we have problems.
With Wisconsin one of only a handful of states that register voters on Election Day, observers were deployed by both Democrats and Republicans. Seth Buffelli, spokesperson for the Democrats, considers the election a success in one regard.
We had a great success. We had really no problems anywhere in the state with people being turned away.
But he does cite examples of problems. He says Republican volunteers were talking to people in line, giving them bad information, and even telling voters they couldn't get registered if they weren't already registered. Chris Lato from the Republican Party says one of his observers was harassed throughout the day by no less than 14 or 15 people and was even followed into the bathroom at the polling place. Both parties agree that making rules of observer conduct clear would be a very good thing. Democratic spokesperson Buffelli.
Having a more clearly defined list of what people can and cannot do will make it easier for those poll workers to say, you know what, you've crossed the line, you need to leave.
The Republicans' Chris Lato is concerned that some observers were not properly trained. That being said, he points out that it is within any citizen's right to observe the electoral process and to actually be at the polls to watch what's going on. Ira Hillier, Wisconsin Public Radio.